Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to take over the world with you.
Take it all out.
Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do. I just want to spoil you, baby. Kiss, love, and adore you, baby. Your fragrance, it drives me crazy. Fuck it, let's just have a baby. Just play. Cruising down the interstate. It don't matter, baby, pick a place. Traveling state to state. The way we move, you know they gonna hate. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do. Let me get this bag and just for you.
Babe,
I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do. Let me get this bag and just for you.
Babe,
I just wanna take over the world. Get you diamond pearls, shopping around the world. Baby, it don't matter, you my fucking queen. When we hit the scene, they know you belong to me. Baby, yeah, you fucking with a boss, man. Fuck the cost, you know I got the sauce. Baby, no one coming in between. It's just you and me, we always the winning team. Baby, on a shopping spree, pick it out, fuck a tag, yeah, it's all on me. Anything you want, you can get with it. Pop up on the jet, flying luxury. Bahamas, Dubai, Orlando, Paris, Balenciaga, Chanel, or some Gucci. Back to the crib, your hands all on me. You know how I like it when you watch it from me. All up in the bed, you loving on me. You know how I like it when you watch it from me. All up in the bed, you loving on me, baby. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do. Let me get this bag and just for you,
baby.
Ay.
Yeah. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm sharp, bow tie. Run up, you gon' die. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm sharp, bow tie. Run up, you gon' die. I'm up, too fly. Up, too fly. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm up, too fly. I'm up to fly, bitch, I'm that guy. These niggas ain't your friend, fuck is you saying? I ain't fuck your bitch, just let her suck my dick. Strapped up by myself, cause I don't trust a click. Trap till I get rich, trap till I get pinched. Gotta make it somehow, gotta make it some way. I do not play, better watch what you say. Pull up, clap your ass today, then go visit your grave. You don't want smoke, you fuck around and get blazed. Boy, I know you ain't real, boy, I know you won't kill. That boy losing his mind, that's from popping all them pills. Now I'm losing my mind, that's from doing all these drills. Stop thinking you trill, pop your ass just like a seal. It's not a big deal, it's killer be killed. I don't think that boy for real, nigga, that's just how I feel. Bitch, I feel like Willie Neal, shark without the gills. Pull up, get your ass to chill, should be worth a couple mil. I'm up, too fly, bitch, I'm that guy. I'm sharp, bow tie, run up, you gon' die. I'm up, too fly, bitch, I'm that guy. I'm sharp, bow tie, run up, you gon' die. I'm up, too fly, I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy, I'm up, too fly, up, too fly. I'm up, two flops. Bitch, I'm that guy, I'm the truth. Pull up and lose the roof. Pull up and she get loose. Keep a gun like Pat Pooh. I'm getting money, I'm cashing out. You ain't really hard, you just acting out. 2 days, I had a package out. Bitch, I trap, but I'm rapping out. Fuck, nigga, what is that cap about? Underrated, I've been chasing paper. I just wanna say a young nigga made it. Staying faded, feet on the pavement. Duckin' statements, looking out for Satan. They say I'm crazy, I just had a baby. So I'm losing patience, but I'm going crazy. Streets made me, you bitches basic. How you make it? I was trapping daily. Slow down, clown. Pop his ass and this man down. Whole lot of them chop around. It'll make a nigga stand down. I'm the shit, nigga, hands down. Goofy nigga, he a damn clown. This young nigga getting bands now. This young nigga getting bands now. I'm too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm sharp, don't tie. Run up, you gon' die. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm sharp, bow tie. Run up, you gon' die. I'm up, too fly. Up, too fly. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy. I'm up, too fly. Up, too fly. I'm up, too fly. Bitch, I'm that guy.
Yeah. I just get the Hey, I just get the, you know, I just get the motherfucking money, man. Shit. Raw green. Yeah.
Feed your food for this one, nigga.
Hey. I'm a baller. Hey, let's believe it. Let's believe it. Yeah, I'm a baller. Hey, let's believe it. Yeah, hey, I'm a baller. I got all of everything you needed. Wet like water. Watch me whip that work. Been getting it from the dirt. That talk could get you hurt. Your face all on a shirt. I got killed, can't you smell, nigga? Grade ain't no fail, nigga. Deal with a bunch of real niggas. You A1 if I deal with you. Big cake, you hella crummy. I'm big weight, Mayweather money. I triple halves like Stephen Curry. I get the bag, I'm never worried. All I know is money. Big cigarella full of drone, I'ma blow it. Got a bunch of bitches and they say they wanna kick it. So we finna hit the city with the bag, I'ma throw it, nigga. Rob Green call me Nakaho. Kicking shit like a soccer goal. I'm peeping, bro, you tryna keep it up. But a rookie nigga can't stop a pro.
I'm a baller. Hey, let's believe it. Yeah, I'm a baller. Hey, let's believe it.
Yeah,
let's believe it.
Hey,
let's believe it.
Hey,
let's believe it.
Best believe I've been winning. Best believe that I'm with it. We gon' see you go against me. Best believe I'm gon' end it. You talk the shit, but I live it. I cashed out, but you rent it. I ride 26s and it look ridiculous. That's why all your bitches jump in it, nigga. Big blow, this cost bucks. Big dope, been bossed up. We cash out, you talk, bro. We don't give a fuck what it cost us. 50K for that speedy beat. 100K for that range, nigga. Bitches say I done changed on them. Niggas say I'm that same nigga. V12, my shit. AMG on that kit, Ryan bumping my shit. Goddamn, I'm lit. Baller though, what you call it? Though I touch down the city, got all the hoes, and we all know that they all are. Go back to the crib with a baller.
I'm a baller. Hey, let's believe it. Let's believe it. Yeah, I'm a baller. Hey, let's believe it. Yeah, hey, I'm a.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode on OG Radio. It's Let's Talk Tuesday with your boy, Radio Rev, favorite host with the bird. That really got a ring to me, like, for real. Like, I like that. I really, I really, like saying that. It just rolls off the tongue, you know what I'm saying? It's just to say it. Got a treat for y'all tonight, but I don't know if he's going to call in. I've talked to him all day. Rock Smooth is supposed to be in the building. He dropped his album was it yesterday or the day before, and I invited him to the show. But, we'll see. We'll see as the night goes. But until that time, I want to talk about people wasting perfect opportunities to be great or anything in that nature. You know what I'm saying? For example, I'll take artists. I meet a lot of people on the daily. I got, family, friends that want to, do something. So I have a close friend who is an amazing, amazing artist. It's just wasted talent. And when I say wasted talent, I say that in the sense of, yeah, he's doing music. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely putting stuff out there, getting stuff together, making music. But he's not promoting himself. He's not putting himself out there to be known. A lot of people want to know who this guy is. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my due diligence and, putting them out there like, yo, this is so-and-so record, play it. But it's like I'm doing half a majority of what this particular person is supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? It's the perfect opportunity to get kind of known out here, to get yourself out there, let people see the face to the voice, and, wasted opportunity because you're not doing nothing. You're not utilizing it. You know what I'm saying? I am a radio host, along with all of my co-hosts, along with our producer. We're radio hosts. Use us. You know what I'm saying? Use us to help you. You know what I'm saying? We're not out here on some stingy-ass shit. We ain't asking you for a shitload of money and no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? We doing this out of kindness of our heart. You know what I'm saying? We doing this shit free at the moment. Except for producer, he got a lot of other things going. But, for me, I'm doing this free out of kindness of my heart just because I love doing this. You know what I'm saying? We have this particular radio show, OG Radio, have been growing rapidly this year. It's been around 10-plus years. Started off by some AK. He was doing a lot of work. He was doing it by himself. He's just holding it down. And he's had a lot of artists in his lifetime. And there are a lot who are really famous artists that y'all know of today. Since I've been on, since B-Trade's been on, we've been on the up and up as far as getting artists and everything. And, the show has been doing great. Why? Because people want the exposure. People don't want to waste the opportunities, the perfect opportunities, to let their voice be heard. And that's all I'm doing. I never thought in a million years I'd be on a radio show, and look what I'm doing. I'm on the radio. And I'm getting myself known out here. A lot of people know who Radio Rail is now. A lot of people. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just because I got hella Facebook friends or I've known thousands of people throughout the 29 years of me living. I'm just getting myself out there. I always had a voice through social media. And then, it was suggested that I put it on different platforms besides sitting up there typing all damn day, going through shit, And it worked out for the best. And how did I get to this point? Because in this particular case, I don't want to say use, but I utilized what I had, got in contact with people, or a particular person that I know, which is B-Trey, like, yo, what's up with this radio show? What is it about? What do you do? Woo out the bam, yada, yada, yada. bam, now I'm on the show. They threw me on. MNAK gave me the green light to get on. We was doing shows just only Tuesdays and Fridays. Then producer suggested, hey, why don't you bring your podcast people, cross over, do it on the show. I'm like, Like, nah, I don't want to do that. Keep it separate. Then I'm like, nah, let me try it. Tried it. It was successful. It was great. A lot of people love tuning in on Mondays. It went from there to be trained like, let's do something else. Let's do poetry. Bam, we started poetry. Bam, I met Genesis. And she got on. It was great. And now, you know, we're doing 4 shows out the world. Me, but nonetheless, we're doing 4 shows out the week. That's utilize us as radio hosts to get yourself out here. But I have, I just see now that Mr. Rock Smooth is in the building.
Yo.
What's the word, bro?
What's good, my boy? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm blessed. How about you, man?
Man, I'm feeling good out here, man. I'm feeling great, man. I'm actually sitting out on the lake right now with the guys, man. Just got off work. Got to come out here chill, you feel me? View this beautiful city. Social distance from everybody else.
Facts. So I just got the crib from work. So I definitely know that for you.
Man.
But you just dropped a new project out there, new album.
Yeah, man.
What you want to call it? You know? So,
what are you talking about?
I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, man. So, you said what?
Wait, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say yeah, man. Just drop the outside, man. You feel me? The way I view the outside, I say it's a view of 2020 through the eyes of hip hop. That's how I describe it. You feel me? It's a view of our whole year. This ridiculous ass year through the eyes of hip hop.
Fact. That is exactly the vibe that I got from it. I'm okay. He's definitely talking about all the bullshit we've been going through. Now,
man.
You know, I've known your ass for a long time. I be peeping a lot of people out here, and I watch you grow as an artist. You came a long way.
I appreciate it, man. It took a lot of hard work and grinding. But, yeah, man, I appreciate it. I swear I do.
No problem, man. So this particular project, I got a lot of Schoolboy Q vibes from your rhyming.
That, bro, you know you like the 8th person to say that. One of my homies literally called me Chicago Q now. He like, nah, Rock, from now on your name's Chicago Q. Everybody say
hey,
they get Schoolboy Q vibes from that album.
It was sick, bro.
That's wild. Yeah,
one
I mean, I think that's
that
a compliment, man. I rock with Schoolboy. He got some hard shit.
Yeah, you know.
I feel like my bars might hit a little harder sometimes. You feel me? But I mean,
it do. It do. It do. One of my favorite bars is from that Inside song. It was that Martin bar that you fit. That shit was dope.
You hear me? Just like
that
Martin in Detroit,
dope.
I'm trying to use my voice to see what's up, what's next. You hear me?
That shit. Oh, I rewind that shit literally 5 times while I was at work. Like, damn. Okay.
Ooh, that's love, my boy. That's love.
For sure, man. My favorite track is Sunset, bro. What made you, what came about that track?
You said your favorite track, Sunset. That's the first time I heard that, and I'm glad because that's one of my favorites. What made me think
that
of that, what made me really think of that song, man, because I know if that's your favorite track, you probably caught the double meaning in it, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sunset,
yeah.
Like the sun, but Sunset as in, like, sun. Man, grow black man is set in this world, you feel me?
Exactly.
So, exactly, you feel me? And that was the vibe I was going with, man. Like, I said, live to see another sunrise, cruise the city when the sun set. That kind of had a double meaning to me because another meaning I kind of took from that, like, sunset, like, you know, the sunset is like the sun going down, the ending, you know. In October, I actually had about like 3-4 different of my close family members and friends pass away. around the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally different years in October, had hugs and best friends, you know, passed, you know what I'm saying? So, like I say, when the sun set, man, I cruise the city, you know what I'm saying? Cruise around, think about all the things that's going on in this world.
Yeah, a lot of people take a lot of shit for granted. And so, you know, you got to take every day as a blessing.
So absolutely, 100%.
Where you're coming from. This year alone, I lost 29 people. You know, that shit is a real hard pill to swallow, but, you know, shit, got
to
push through.
I swear to God, man. Absolutely, 100%, man. I know exactly how that goes, man. Like, for real, like I said, like, it literally just what was that, 2 years ago, man, two of my closest little cousins died, man. Like, cousins, I used to babysit, you feel me? Like, see these, I seen these kids come up from the literally diapers. Crazy, younger than me, 18, 21.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Living here in Chicago is fucking wild.
Right, facts. It's a crazy city out here, for real, man. You gotta keep that thing
all of
on
us
there, man.
For all of us that's still out here moving around out and about, major blessing for us. We made it this far.
Yes, sir. 100%, man. Hopefully we can keep it going, man. Make it to 2095.
God, I swear. But so I know when you started. I know when you started rapping. But for all those who don't know, when did you start and what made you want to start rapping?
Well, I first picked up the pen at like 16, to be honest. I've been writing raps since I was about 16. I didn't start taking raps seriously till I got like 18, 19. That's when me and my boy Knox Black, who's sitting right here, we actually end up, by the grace of God, end up going to college right down the street from each other. He ended up going to Columbia. I ended up going to Roosevelt. So we just linked up and started making music, and I've been making music ever since.
Yeah, keep that shit going. Don't ever stop.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I was just speaking on, before you called, I was just speaking on how some of these artists out here, upcoming artists, definitely waste, like, they great artists, but they waste their opportunity to do shit, you know what I'm saying, to put themselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I use a personal, I didn't say his name, but he's a personal friend of mine. He's a dope-ass artist. Everybody fucks with his music, but they have no idea who he is or what he look like because he don't put himself out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, you know, I'm a radio host. Use me, you know what I'm saying? Use me to help
absolutely
you get the way you need to go. Use me as that.
You see, as soon as you told me you wanted to be on the show, I was like, oh, shoot, the first availability you got. What's up?
Hey, yeah, man, I've been watching for a long-ass time. I've only been doing this radio show since February with Terry at. So, you know, and
yeah,
it took me a little while.
Too, man. Keep doing your thing out here, for real.
Appreciate it, man. You know, my name's starting to ring bells out here in these streets. So I'm like, all right.
You feel me? That's how we got to do, man. We all on the rise out here.
Hell yeah. Just to let you know, before you get off this show tonight, that you got to spit some bars. Know that.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But
okay.
However,
you want me to do that right now?
No, you ain't got to do it right now. Not yet.
Okay, I was about to say, you know, I'm always ready to spit. That's a say less.
Hey. Now, normally we do this for Freestyle Fridays, but I always do it for any artist that come on the show at any time. Now, you can skip, but I'm going to throw you a complex, weird-ass word, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people be like, water bottle or rice and shit like that. Nah, my word is going to be some shit that's going to throw you up. So hopefully you can kill it. You know, we have to
okay
artists that, you know. So just be ready for that in a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But,
okay, let's get it.
What artist influenced you to want to rap back in the day?
What artist influenced me to want to rap back in the day? Okay, my biggest influence is, I got a top three, actually. I ain't going to even lie to you. My top three biggest influences that really made me want to rap was Heavy D, Lil Wayne, and I ain't going to even lie to you. He's actually a lot more recent, but I've been following him since I've been in high school, and that's Kendrick Lamar. I ain't going to even lie to you. Back when he was K-Dot.
Okay.
I've been following him since like 2008. Because I first heard him, I was like, no, bro, it.
Yeah. Now.
Yes, sir.
It's interesting that you said Heavy D, because I've been putting motherfuckers on Heavy D. Heavy D is dope.
They so
he's
sleep,
dope,
bro.
Dope ass lyrics and
so
people
sleep,
just don't.
Made music
they,
for the
yeah,
ladies and made positive
on.
Music, but really had bars.
Slept on that man.
100%.
He had.
I promise you, they
you know. I feel like E40 a little bit of lingo flow came from, you know, I feel like it came from Heavy
mm-hmm.
D.
100%. Hey,
but,
people sleep on 40 water too, man. E40 got some hot stuff.
Yeah, he definitely do. Always had it.
He been doing it for a minute.
Right. Now, we grew up, you know what I'm saying, especially going through, you know, going to Ike. We went through the era of
yep.
Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying, Dipset era, all that shit. So rap was
absolutely
extravagant back in our time. What do you think of the shit that you hear today?
Now, okay, now this is how I feel about current rap. I love all the I love all the innovators and hate all the duplicators. For example, I love Future, but I hate Designer. You feel me?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
I like originality, you feel me? And it's like, it's a lot of these new cats that come out here with some originality, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't always got to be about bars to me. Even though I love bars, don't get me wrong, that's my favorite, you know? It's more I mean, like Mick Jenkins, Jaden Smith. People ain't messing with cats like that these days. You feel me?
Right.
But I do like a lot of the young cats, man. I mean, but I hate, like I said, I hate the duplicators, man. It's like somebody get a new fresh sound, and next thing you know, you get 25 artists trying to do the exact same thing. It's like, bro, let him have his shit.
Let
exactly. Him have his stuff. I forgot we on the radio. I'm sorry.
No, you can cut, bro. It's all good. You can definitely.
Oh, I forgot
you're
on line radio. I forgot. We good.
Yeah,
right, FCC regulations
do.
Good. I forgot. Okay.
So, like, I'm iffy about the music.
I feel
like I fuck with it, but like it ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it ain't got to be all about bars.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
These motherfuckers ain't talk about shit. You know, they just put some
absolutely.
Words.
I do agree with
a
that.
A nice ass beat.
The actual content
it's just like,
is lacking these days.
It's trash. But I do salute all the motherfuckers, the mainstream people who are under the radar who's trying to make some noise. You know what I'm saying? Jonah Lucas is finally getting the recognition he deserves.
Jonah Lucas
people
hard.
Like Jid and shit.
Jonah Lucas
yeah,
cold. Man,
fucking cold.
That man got bars for real. That song Will Stop It different.
Yeah.
And that's one of his best most popular songs. Like you really go listen to his old albums, that boy Jordan been rapping for real.
He been rapping. And I feel like the kids of today would rather hear motherfuckers talk about pill popping and all that bullshit versus some real shit.
Exactly. Straight up.
My son is 13 years old and he said that Jay-Z is trash. I almost put that man on
shit
like
he
that.
He said Jay-Z trash. Son, you definitely ground for a whooping, boy.
Hey, man, look. I had to go pull out that man's old school, his very first album, Reasonable Doubt. I made that for
mm-hmm.
him. Sure.
I'm feeling it.
You
come
know,
on,
like,
now.
Hey, man, you got to, hey, don't ever disrespect a goat like that.
You can't disrespect one of the greatest to ever do it, man. You can't. But that's why you got to teach these young kids, man. I always try to do that with my little cousins, young homies. I always try to put them on to the real bars, the real, like, content. You feel me?
Real
so people
rap.
People really putting on to their music.
Yeah, and that's – I feel like today people definitely don't put out in it. They see them dollar signs and be like, oh, shit, they got a new Lambo I can go buy. Let me pull out this bullshit. Like, come on, man.
Uh-huh. Straight up.
For real. Then you get all these one-hit wonders and shit. Like, yeah, what is going on here?
Yeah, man. It's actually funny you say that because it was a time years ago, bro, when I first started rapping. Not when I first started rapping, but a little bit after I first started. Like, in between me dropping my first and second mixtape, I had a run in with this like up and coming label, you know what I'm saying? And they wanted to sign me, and they was actually talking about throwing me some decent bread. But they basically wanted to turn me into like a Chief Keef, and I'm like, no, you feel me? That's not me. I want to really rap.
Man.
They want me to be out here on some like, oh, you got to make turn up music. I'm like, I can, But that's not
right.
That's not my sound.
Right. You know, that's not my sound. The hardest thing about like upcoming rappers and they meet these industry motherfuckers. That's why a lot of people prefer to be independent. They can do their own shit. And
straight up,
I encourage a lot of people to do what Russ did. That nigga, that white motherfucker Russ, produce his own shit, write his own shit, make his own beat. Like everything is his own shit. And you know, like you keep the money in your pocket. You ain't gotta pay nobody to do all
straight up
shit.
And that's a lot of the same what I'm trying to do. Even though I am technically with a label though, but it's a label that me and my homies, you know, started. You know what I'm saying? Bottom Nine Records, man. Shout out to the boys. I feel like they probably tuning in, man. Joey Mitch, Kurt Dempsey, Bottom Nine was good, y'all. But yeah, man. But still, we want to be on some independent stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because we did. You know, like you said,
right.
We want to keep our own bread in our pockets. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's harder that way. You got to put your own money into promotion. You got to make
right.
a grind out here. But hey, man, it's gonna be
right.
worth the grind. I promise you. When I get to put out the stuff
definitely.
I want to put out and get to give people these real lyrics. You feel me? These real bars.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I hate when I always use Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion as a perfect example. When they first came in the game, they were spitting bars, like fucking bars.
100%.
Then they let the industry get to them. Now it's pussy pop this and, you know, stupid shit like 100%. That. Like, like, how much of that can you talk about 100%. In every fucking song? You know, but it's like, I lost respect for Yo Gotti. And Yo Gotti used to be a dope-ass rapper to me, but motherfucker, you been in the game for 20-plus years, and you still talking about cocaine. Like, I know you ain't pushing that shit no more, my nigga.
Come on now. Exactly.
You know, it's just like
leave that to the
like,
young niggas. That, honestly, that's how I feel about Pusha T too. Even though Pusha be really rapping,
yeah.
But nigga, you ain't sold drugs in 25 years. Stop. Come on now.
Exactly.
That's enough to rap about.
Well, you are definitely in the position where you ain't got to touch nothing, but you stay talking about
come
the shit like
now.
You living it. Like, nah.
Come
leave
on
that
now.
Shit to the youngins. Cause I know the youngins are doing it for a little bit to get this bread.
Exactly. Shoot, I wish
right.
I was, man. I'm trying to legit hustle my way. But I swear to God, I wish I'd sell some drugs, but I ain't going to do it.
Hey, I hear you, bro. I want to be like, hey, look, y'all, we OG Radio. Just take this right here. Give us some boost our ratings up real quick.
Look, come on now. Just straight like that.
You know? But what I'm going to do real quick, I got a couple of your old school tracks here. So I'm going to play a couple of them, and then we'll get right back to it. So this one,
okay,
I know you definitely go remember. You probably going to rap along to it. It's THP.
True.
So here we
go. You said it's what?
THP.
Oh, yeah. All right, you go, man. You know I like this one. You know I like this. I know y'all know I like this, so y'all going to like this too. All right, let's get it.
Yo. Uh-huh. Yo. Let's get it. Racing through the city, Tony Hawk, yeah, pro skater on the grind. I've been ramming nonstop to quiet haters. That's on my life, I'm bound to make it. Yeah, you know I'm patient. I get it right, that's 900 members in rotation. I hit the ground hard, stumble, scarred up, then got back up. I know this life, but can't pass up my moment because of bad blood. Wait, something's not adding up. Said you was working? I don't see how. Using them flows that you know from radio, boy, change up the sound. Now that I got your attention, I should just mention this man on a mission, but not for these mentions. I'm trying to make mentors cold like Mentos. Been 10 toes down, froze like ABO. Meaning I'm going crazy, but still getting smarter every day. How can you be? It's a quantum conundrum. I feel what I think and a shift just came. Changing the gravity, maybe reality. Like I seen stones that's throwing up forks, but that be actually how it be happening. Get the rocky just snaps. Crackle, pop, they rice, crisp. Be sweet how you get on beats and do the same thing. You scared to bring change. I got the quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies for your membrane. Since it's about a dollar, it ain't about the knowledge, but I'm bringing both. I need a double. Switch up the approach for each opponent. To each his own, but I'm needing more. Kicking the door of a foe, we at war. Or you can sit back and hit a boy, there's no other choice. Yeah, I'm racing through the city, Tony Hawk.
Yeah, pro skater on the grind. I've been ramming nonstop to quiet haters. That's on my life, I'm bound to make it. Yeah, you know I'm patient. I get it right, that's 900 members in rotation. Racing through the city, Tony Hawk. Yeah, pro skater on the grind. I've been ramming nonstop to quiet haters. That's on my life, I'm bound to make it. Yeah, you know I'm patient. I get it right, that's 900 members in rotation.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's Rocky.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Nine?
Fly. You gotta look up to the sky. Are you trying to get by? My boys, we out here trying to thrive.
Hey, let's
but
go.
You gotta learn to fly.
Fly, fly, fly.
You gotta look up to the sky.
You gotta look up
fly.
To the sky.
Are you trying to get by?
Let's
fly.
Get
my boys, we out here trying to thrive.
Ready for the national.
Let's go.
Real rap in your stereo.
Uh-huh.
Type 2, it ain't killer music.
Okay.
But I got instinct, get them gone when I get it tuned. Go taste, I just lit a fuse.
Uh-huh.
You my dance band feeling new. You
yeah.
ain't saying nothing new. Must be nice to be cloned. Mm. Started messing with Pro Tools.
Uh-huh.
Engineer, start my rap fuel
uh-huh.
in the mirror. Yeah, you that dude,
you
keep
is.
Going. Yeah, I got it rock, I just know it.
Yeah.
I'm telling the guys, it's time to thrive.
It time to thrive.
Art and crafting,
Better
land.
No stencil,
but very fine. From the depths
uh-huh.
of a scary mind, dive in. Ocean of ink, my pen. Rolling the deep, Nordell.
Yeah.
I ain't 21, but I get savage. I've been through a lot. You are not at the level I rap if they know who I am or not.
No.
On the rise of volcano, I blam. You ain't up, I get you hot. Yeah. You gotta look up to the sky.
Yeah. You know what it is?
Are you trying to get by? My boys, we out here trying to
try to make millions.
Trying to get by.
Life fly.
My boys, we out here trying to thrive.
It don't matter, hit back.
Let's go. Boy, how you riding the city like you the man with no goals?
Mm-mm.
Say it's 10 years from now. You still plan on posting that soul? Get in, get out. Jordan Peele or Jordan Michael in post.
Okay.
Post credit, marvelous start, but my finish the boldest.
Uh-huh.
Nerd gang, bottom nine, and yes, New Vegas, I'm hosting.
Oh, yeah.
Show's over though, no plan. This right here's the moment.
Game
16 or 16. If you know what I mean, then you know that that ring and reach. But simply worked so hard for so long. But if you don't win, then you go home. But that's life. Some stay strong, come back, fight. Some don't, but that's life. Say it once, but act twice. Stay strapped for safety, that's 2 points if you hear it right. Far side for the near side and look ahead, gain insight.
Uh-huh.
I just know how we trying to get it, but you gotta take off the fly.
You know you do.
You gotta look up to the sky. Are you trying to get by?
I'm just trying to get by.
My boys, we out here trying to thrive. But you gotta learn to fly. Look up to the sky, fly. Are you trying to get by? Fly, my boys, we out here trying to thrive.
You gotta look up. You gotta fly, fly, fly. You gotta look up. You gotta fly, fly, fly. You gotta look up. You gotta fly, fly, fly. Cause if you don't, you gotta look up to the sky. Are you trying to?
Yo, 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 we are back here live
yes,
on OG Radio. It's your boy Radio Rail. I got Rock Smooth in the building.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. We in it.
Those last few tracks. That THP is definitely hot.
Yes, sir, man.
What was your motivation to write that, bro? Of course.
My actual motivation to write that was that because so my last album 40 the Dashikis was actually it was a real personal project. It was dedicated to my little cousin Terry. He had passed on October 22nd, so the
mm-hmm.
entire album was really written songs that he would have messed with, you know what I'm saying? That's how the whole album was. I read it
I wrote it around songs he literally would have liked, you know what I'm saying? And when we were shorties, me, right, him, my cousin, Andre, and Faith, we used to always play Tony Hawk Pro Skater, like literally folk player core,
right,
core hard. You know how it used to be, you feel me? And,
yeah,
that was literally my motivation for it, you know what I'm saying? I was literally just thinking of our childhood, you know, reminiscing. You know how it be when you're thinking about a loved one that you lost, man. You like you said, you already know how it goes.
Yeah, no,
that's exactly what that was.
Man.
Yes, sir. 100%.
Hey, man, Fly. What was the motivation for that?
Fly, the motivation for Fly, I don't even know how to explain how Fly came to me. Like, I just heard the beat and was like, oh, no, this is it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard the beat and the song just literally just came to me. Like, as soon as it dropped, I was just like, you got to look up to the sky. Like, that's probably one of the quickest songs I ever wrote. Like, because literally as soon as I heard the beat, it just came to me. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I was just like, oh, this I know this song already. It was like it was already just written in my head. At least the hook, I think.
Right. I feel that.
Definitely. Yeah, I was feeling real motivational. That.
I feel that. See, I ain't no rapper, but you know, I'm known to have a little bar here and there. I'll be all up
yes,
on my
sir. Yes, sir.
Shit from here and there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shoot, what's your snap, my boy? I got to follow you. What's your snap, man?
What the hell is my Snapchat? Shit, I don't never know. I want to say, you know what, let me look it up. Let me just look it up because, you know, I'll be giving out my social media on here, and I'll be giving out the wrong shit every week.
I know how that goes. Hey, speaking of social media, man, everybody listening, y'all can follow me on all streaming platforms at Rock Smooth, ROCSMOOV, one word. Yes, sir.
Yeah, most definitely follow y'all. I don't even know how the hell to get to this. That's the age, Sean. That's when you know you old.
Yeah,
when you
the
like,
new snap got a little different. I think you got to click like your face on the top left corner to look at it.
Yeah, I got it. All right, it's Dilla 2112. D-I-L-L-A 2112. Dilla 2112. D-I-L-L-A 2112.
Yep, 2112. I got you. Yes, sir. You
for sure. Yep, just got that notification.
Mm-hmm.
And, damn, I was going to say something, and I completely lost it. Oh, so, I think I'm ready to hit the bars now.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's get it.
So the word I'm going to give you is hard drive.
Okay. You said it's what now?
So, you know, you hard drive.
Hard drive?
Yep.
Okay, hard drive. Let's get it. In 2010, I lost all the content on my hard drive. It was a hard ride. You know Rocky Smooth was going to crash. Damn. Okay, man, I had to blam and get it back. Hard ride. I don't know what that was. I have no clue what that was. Okay, let me start over. I was going hard for a little second, but I don't know what it was. I'm more of a freestyler than I'm more of a writer than a freestyler. But sometimes I get in the bag where I be going crazy. You feel me? Sometimes I get in the bag where I just go crazy. But let me see. I'm gonna try one more time. Hard drive. I'm gonna give it one more go. One more go with hard drive. Okay. Let me think. Hard drive. Okay. I look up at the sky, see the moonlight. Think about the old concerts on my hard drive. Some of that shit was kind of weak, but I still go, man. You know I got a goal, man, and it's a goal, man. You know I got to go off. You see, it's my time. I'm on the track with Radio Real, not the track, but the radio. You know we got to go. Some people used to call me Radio. You know, like the show or the movie, bro, with Cuba Gooding Hoe. Whew. Okay, I'm going to stop. You hear me? I'm trying sometimes, man. I freestyle.
Hey, man, you joined the list of handful of people. You are, I think, number 6 or 7 who have successfully done this. I've stumped a lot of rappers out here. I stumped a lot of rappers with some stupid-ass words. I think I hit Terry with some bullshit. I think I, man, I think I hit Terry with some bullshit one day. I was like, shout out, like, some shit like that.
Shout out to my boy B-Train.
Fucked him up for a minute. Yeah, he wanted to be here, but, you know, he at work right now, but.
Hey, I know how it goes. You gotta make that paper, man. We growing these days.
Man.
You gotta make that paper. Oh God,
man, you know.
I promise
you. Always welcome to come back, bro. Anytime you wanna
absolutely,
come back,
man.
Promote some more shit. You know, we I'm we here.
You already know.
Every Tuesday, every
I'm
Friday.
I'm sending y'all the whole new album, man. Absolutely.
Hey, I'm fucking with it. Definitely sending them tracks. Put that shit in rotation. We play it every week. Everybody else got like two or one show. I'm here 4 days out the week, so shit. I'm always.
Yes, sir. I was about to say, hey, man, I might become a weekly caller, man. I ain't going to even lie to you.
Hey, you know, if you want to, hey, you can do it, bro. That's fine with me.
Yes, sir. You know, it's all love, my boy, man. I appreciate you having me, man. I swear to God.
For sure, man. And another thing that I do, I am really closely linked with Bar University TV.
Hey, shout out to my boys, Bar. Shout to Jackie and Deuce. They're my homies. Shout to them.
Yes.
They're my homies. I used to DJ their shows. I used to DJ for Bar University TV. They're my homies.
Yes, I've been on their show quite a few times. I just had my producer on the show last week. You know, so I definitely get into it. Well, you already know about them, so, you know, get into it with them.
Yes, sir.
Send them your shit. They review your shit on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. How to not?
I think
I'm
it's
already
like $5. Knowing. Yeah, exactly, bro. Definitely get into it. Keep growing, bro. Keep grinding. I know I got Carlos. We got about 10 minutes, 13 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you enjoy the night and shit. You know, I'm going to just play music the rest of the night, but. Hey, man, keep doing your thing, bro. I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? You came a long way from Eisenhower days, rapping to now.
Man, we came a long way from Ike, my boy. I swear I'm proud of you, too, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. You know, like I said, you're welcome. Any time back. Once B-Trey get back, you definitely got to come back. Y'all can have a cypher, battle rap, whatever y'all want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I might throw in a couple bars here and there, you know.
Okay, you feel me? Get you in that little radio booth real quick.
Hey, you know, radio world got the best.
On me. Hey, let's get it.
Yeah, man.
All right, bro.
So definitely enjoy your night, bro. I appreciate you calling in, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me, bro. 100%.
All right, man. Enjoy your night,
bro. Yes, sir. Peace out.
Peace out, bro. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, who are tuned in to OG Radio, is a prime example of non-wasted opportunity. You know, it's not about what you know in this business. It's who you know. And who you know may have a lot of connections for a lot of a whole bunch of other shit. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know. Like, for example, Rock Smooth shared a post today on Facebook. DC Young Fly, like the actual DC Young Fly, the comedian / singer rapper. Yeah, he actually, you know, was fucking with Rock Smooth music. You know what I'm saying? He responded to him and everything. So, like, keep grinding, y'all. Keep doing what y'all got to do out here, you know what I'm saying, to get to where you want to go. Everybody has a dream. It's about how you want to live that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? My dream, I never knew what the fuck I wanted to do in life, but I was like, yo, at some point in life, somebody's going to hear my voice, and I'm going to be on a billboard someday. That was my dream, you know what I'm saying? And I'm living it. I got one out of two done. Everybody gets to hear my voice right now. You know what I'm saying? Four times out the week with three lovely co-hosts that I have, you know, behind me, you know what I'm saying? And the next step is for us to get OG Radio out here on the Billboard. You know what I'm saying? That's our next, you know, next little thing. You know, 2020 definitely set a whole lot of shit back. But, you know, we grinding. We still doing our thing. And we definitely going to be big. Because in my head right now, we already big. You know what I'm saying? These numbers, I check these numbers every week. And the numbers keep growing and growing. So, again, I always appreciate all the listeners that tune in every week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and some Wednesdays when producer AK do request shows. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. You know what I'm saying? We'll keep doing what we got to do for y'all, the fans, the artists. You know what I'm saying? We'll do what y'all what needs to be done for us all to grow. You know what I'm saying? We especially being African American. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got a band together, stick together. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody know us like we know us. Don't nobody got our back like we got it. You know what I'm saying? All these other races don't know our struggle, don't know what we've been through. They don't walk in our shoes, you know what I'm saying? So definitely we all got to keep that hustle, keep that grind, you know what I'm saying? So that being said, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and play a couple tracks, you know what I'm saying? Vibe out through the last remaining few minutes of the night, you know what I'm saying? It's been a real lit, great night. I really appreciate Rock Smooth for calling in because, you know, that's a personal friend of mine that I've known for years. I met him in high school, just like I met B. Trent in high school. So, you know, to watch both of them grow the way that they've grown into things that they had a passion for, it's been a blessing to watch. You know, it took me, I went through a lot of trials and tribulations, like through a whole bunch of different shit just to come back to something that I should have been doing a long time ago, but I'm just blessed to be here. But without further ado, here is Chief the Artist with Come to Me.
Hey, babe, got your voicemail. Just letting you know that I did touch down in Miami. We got a few shows to do out here, some press, and then we're heading out to Atlanta next. Got a couple shows out there, and then we're going to touch down in Chicago. You know I can't wait to see you. I feel like we've been playing phone tag and the text messages. Not the same. I miss you so much. You know that? Like, I really miss you, babe. I love you.
I've been counting down the days since we've last seen each other, and it's killing me. These phone conversations just ain't working no more. No, I can send you photos, videos all day, but it's nothing like the real thing when you're right up in my face. Boy, if I never needed you before, my body's calling for you, yeah. Ooh. It amazes me how your body has this power. I want you everywhere, the bath, go the shower. I'm so drawn to you. I want you to make love to me in the backseat of this car. Just the reality of your body touching mine is consuming my thoughts. Oh, I didn't spend a good amount of days thinking of all the ways I can have you. I gotta have you, boy. If I never needed you before, my body's calling for you, yeah. Ooh. It amazes me how your body has this power. I want you everywhere, the man's gonna shower.
I want everybody to have a good and blessed night. Good night, everybody from Radio Real. You know, stay blessed. So I'm going to play us out to GQ the Fool. GQ the Fool with Wicked Mick. Good night, everybody.
I got some wicked shit up on my mind.
On my mind.
Hope it doesn't repeat a second time. A second time, time. Giving this world, I didn't make it. Gotta embrace it. Success is only for the taking. But we gotta get through the bullshit first.
Summer of 91, that's when it all begun. Hey. Mama gave birth to a seventh son. Born at just 2 pounds and a few ounces. Mama snatched me in bounces. DCFS was on the ass like Cat the Mouse was. Pops made the decision to drop me off at his sister. And never look back. Them dope clouds covered his mental. Abandoned responsibilities got me thinking, the fuck I do to deserve such a brutality? I'm battling reality. Brothers got me posted on the block, hitting them blunts in rotation. I might as well face it. I've been doomed since jump 50 Vicks. You know this, why these niggas buying what they want? Man, what the fuck? Pontiac on folds while we sleeping cold. No, he don't. Fresh pet of Jabos. I rock them hand-me-down snotty nose. Still, I get the hoes. They will never know how we live it. Pay with Picasso vision. Working to see a million, baby. I
got some wicked shit up on my mind.
On my mind.
Hope it doesn't repeat a second time. A second time, time. I was giving this world, I didn't make it. Gotta embrace it. Success is only for the taking. Gotta get through the bullshit first.
Smoking dope, feeling stogies just to free my mind. I'm thinking I'm the shit. Them fusions counterfeit. Corner stoties, we rock them bitches on the daily. Bounce from shorty to shorty. My rotation game crazy. I'm ignorant to the fact I'm on that same path that they left me in. I gotta change before it get too bad. Got no worries about getting caught. Mama faded too bad to notice I'm off a fifth. A bumpy face slumped on my ass. Constant attempts of forgetting about some pieces of my past. Like abuse from my OG in the absence of my dad. Or the fact that my auntie and the kids sitting back, pointing laugh cause he can't keep his balance high off his ass. Just so you know, fam, I hate your guts cause you ain't get no fuck. 5 graduations later, still you never showed up. You cold as fuck, only excuse they gave me was your pops and raise you up just a squirrel that's searching for nuts. Man, what the fuck?
I got some wicked shit up on my mind. Hope it doesn't repeat a second time, a second time, time. I was giving this world, I didn't make it. Gotta embrace it, success is only for the taking. But we gotta get through the bullshit first. Oh.
You're my therapy. Ink to sketch the lip views attached to my thoughts, I'm a ticking time bomb. Smothered by doubt, poetry smothers the flame to the curtains that my sanity set ablaze, sending me through moments of suffocation I can't breathe. Clouds obscuring practicality, heat filling me to all I can focus on is the pain of burning alive. So I write. These words are the powder used to diffuse the flames, killing them instantly while I recover from the flames of life's bonfire. Cinders flew with wishes and regrets, cloaking me in shades of gray, whisked away by a gentle breeze. I can breathe.